This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. And we're talking about what God said to me and a message He gave to me to deliver January 1st, 2014 in Collinsville, Oklahoma at our church there in a special meeting we had. And He had given me a word about how important it is in 2014 that we hear Him and follow Him like never before. And in that word, He had shown me that He didn't walk by constant vision when He was here on the earth. That He heard and saw the Father exactly. He never said anything without He heard the Father say it. He never did anything without He saw the Father do it. And He said to me, "Did you think I walked in constant vision when I walked below?" No. But He said, "I heard and saw as you can." So, If he had seen a constant vision, Hannah, all the time, then the Bible tells us we walk by faith and not by sight. And if we had been walking, if we had visions every day, like a television screen goes off and shows you what to do for the day, you'd be walking by sight. And so in what God said to me at the beginning of the year is how important it is that we hear Him. And He said, we can do it just like He did. Now, we talked yesterday about the book of Hebrews, which has three times this phrase, "Today, if you will hear His voice, harden not your heart," your spirit, your heart. And so, of course, the heart of man, the spirit of man, that's where God speaks. We are a spirit. We have a soul. We live in a body. 2 Thessalonians 5:23. Proverbs 20:27, "The spirit of man is the lamp of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly." It's in your spirit, it's in your heart that God speaks to you. Now, you'd been thinking about some of these things, and we've been talking about it between times. What are you thinking about? You're a young woman. You're going to be, what, 22 tomorrow?
23.
Oh, 23. Sorry. 23 tomorrow, right? Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And so tell me what your thoughts are on this and what you've been thinking.
Well, when Mimi asked me if I had any thoughts, this passage, John 10 came to my heart, and talking about Jesus as the shepherd, and I'll read some of it. It says, verse 2, "But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. The watchman opens the door for this man, and the sheep listen to his voice and heed it, and he calls his own sheep by name and brings them out. Verse 4, when he has brought his own sheep outside, he walks on before them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will never follow a stranger, but will run away from him because they do not know the voice of a stranger or recognize their call." And verse 7, "So Jesus said again, 'I assure you most solemnly, I tell you that I myself am the door for the sheep.' Verse 9, 'I am the door. Anyone who enters through me will be saved.'" And he talks about that he's the good shepherd. And I was just...
"My sheep know my voice."
That, yeah.
That means he speaks, huh?
Yes. And how, what Mimi was talking about, you know, if you, to lay down your will to hear his voice, that it's a choice. And, you know, if you're wanting to follow God for your life or whatever situation, if you're not listening, if you're not hearing, how are you going to know what to do? And I was thinking of... the Lord brought to my mind about the pastors, how important their role is. And Jesus refers to himself as a shepherd, and that's what a pastor is. He's a shepherd.
He's an under-shepherd. Jesus is the great shepherd.
Mm-hmm. And how important they are to listen to the great shepherd, that he's the head shepherd, because those sheep are, the flocks of their church, they need to hear, the voice of the Lord.
They need to have their shepherd hearing right. from the great shepherd, any minister.
Right.
Yeah, apostle, prophet, pastor, evangelist, teacher, exhorter, especially now. Especially now in these last days, I heard Sister Wilkerson prophesy about it. There are going to be ministers that get their messages straight from heaven. And the sheep are going to know the difference. They're going to know if that pastor heard that from heaven or not. And she said this, they're going to jump the fences. They're going to go where they know their pastor got that message from the great shepherd. That means he has to hear his voice. But the sheep can hear the voice too. What did Jesus said? My sheep know my voice. When I was a little denominational girl and I wanted to hear from the Lord, and I took great solace in that scripture. My sheep know my voice. I knew I belonged to him. And I just saw from that I could hear him. I didn't know the depths of today if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. But I did at least know. I have something, I have some blank pages in the back of my Bible, Cambridge Bible, and I've written lots of scriptures on guidance. And it always talks to me. I have a book, even a blue book, where God speaks to me and I write things down in it. And I made this note. When he speaks to me, it's always about hearing him. Hear me. Hear me. Obey me. Hear me. And one of the scriptures is Matthew 4:4. We'll just read some of these scriptures today and tomorrow. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Some of those words are written in a book for us. We're so blessed to live in a time when we have these Bibles. I was reading about a man named Hus, H-U-S, in Europe. The Moravians came from his teaching. He was many years before Martin Luther. And he saw that the common man needed to have the Bible in a common language. They burned him at the stake for it. Tyndale was burned at the stake for putting Bibles out that men could understand. So you and I sit here, we have all these Bibles in our houses. That's the Word of God. Those Bibles are God talking to us, and now they're written for us on paper. So it's God talking to me. It's God talking to Billy Brim. It's written in that book, and if he said that, I accept it. I got an email, young man. He was raised up in the church, went to college, and doubt started getting put in his mind by some people. How did all those animals get in the ark? Our science teacher said it was impossible for God to put all the animals in an ark. So that's just a fairy tale. You have to come to the place where you absolutely believe that if God said he got all the animals in the ark, he got them all in there. And you don't have to figure out how he got them all in there. Then somebody else said, well, he could put them in there in the baby size. Maybe somebody's going to say he's put them in their test tube embryos. I don't know how they walked up there 2 by 2 if that was the case. But we don't have to do that. What we do have to know, God said this on paper to me, and therefore it's true. So, man, I live by this. I live by this book. If it says in this book, whatever it says, I live by that. But he also speaks somewhere else. He speaks in my heart. The spirit of man is the lamp of the Lord. Hallelujah. There's another scripture, Psalm 20:29, which says, for it is you who will light my lamp. The Lord my God will illuminate my darkness. That means I don't know what to do. I don't know who to marry. I don't know what to invest my money or whatever. But it says that the Lord will light my lamp. And my lamp is in my spirit. He talks to me in my spirit, and I can hear it. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your spirit. Harden not your heart. Don't let your spirit get caught in there by your mind, your will, and emotion, and captured so much that you can't hear the voice speaking in it. This is from the Numerical Bible. It's a note, which I really like. I wrote it on my guidance page. What a sustenance of the true life within us to be thus, day by day, receiving the messages of his will. Guided by that wondrous voice. Learning continually more the tenderness of his love for us. And now quoting Isaiah 50 verse 4, he wakeneth morning by morning. He wakeneth mine ear to hear as the learned. This scripture is the utterance prophetically of the Lord Jesus himself. But how blessed to be able to make it our own. And thus to have the fulfillment of those words from the Psalms, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way in which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. Psalm 32:8. The Numerical Bible Commentary goes on, he who walking with God waits upon God, what shall ensnare him? What enemy shall prevail against him? The answer is none. He has given his angels charge over us, and he is faithful to speak in my heart. Psalm 16:11, thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. The path of life this year, 2014, is going to be a path like it's never been before. The church is going to walk away. It's never walked before. We've never been this close to the coming of the Lord. And so, today, if you will, you, Tom, Mary, Rachel, Kim, Kevin, if you will hear his voice, Emily, harden not your heart. Keep it tender-hearted, forgiving. Anything in there that you need to forgive someone, oh, this will be the year and the time of the day to get it out of you. Now, we did talk along these lines, a message God gave us, powerful, powerful. It came when we prayed together. A power moved over that congregation. So if you'll just call us at 1-800-972-3447 and you will request January 1st, 2014. That's really all you have to say. But it's at Collinsville, Oklahoma, and it is today if you will hear his voice. So you just call us. We'll send it to you free. Pay the shipping, everything, but just one to a household, please. You can buy others at $3. It's been a blessing to be with you today, and tomorrow we'll return talking more about hearing his voice. Shalom, shalom.